Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Yeah! Future Bachelor! Boy's the man, yeah, boy's the man, everybody, boy's the man, come on.
They were once boys, and now they're men.
Hometown feeling back again, do a little East Coast swing. Boy's the man, going on, not too hard, not too soft, it's long overdue, and now feel me slamming. Boys to men, ABC, BBD, the East Coast family, never skip the beat, nah, while cooling your salary, check like Ben, pretty friends,
and all the Philly steaks you can eat.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day, could it really happen, or do dreams just fade away, yeah, everybody is singing that bass and it sounds smooth, so we started a group and here we are, kicking it just for you.
Boys and men, ABC, BBD, mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 136. Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we had to get into that vibe real quick. What you think about that one?
That's a great song. It's funny because, like, you were vibing, but how you were singing was, like, way more low-key.
Yeah, because I was, you know, I'm just vibing, you know. It's been a long day, but it still got me going, you know.
I know. It's just funny because you're like, yeah, boys to men. It was just like you're kind of one level.
I know. It's like, it's long overdue, and now I feel this. Amen. Yeah. But did you ever see the episode where, like, DJ is a part of a dance? DJ, it's Stephanie, actually, from Full House. She's part of this dance team, and they're doing to Motown Philly. That was like,
yeah,
I think,
and she's like jumping around and doing the all, yeah.
I think this was like the first time I was introduced to Boys to Men, which is weird. I was introduced to a lot of Boys to Men through like 90s sitcoms. I don't know. But yeah, V, how are you doing? What's going on with your life, man?
I'm in my new digs.
Okay, congratulations again. How's yeah, you are. It's got a new background that you won't show us. You're blurring it out.
Yeah, I blurred it. I mean, you can still kind of see it, but I mean, I'm in my bedroom, so I feel like I don't know if I need everyone on YouTube all up in my space.
I feel that. This is,
you know how they say on Cribs, this is where the magic happens.
Exactly. What's it called? Are you enjoying it? Is everything put away? Your mom was in town. Your dad was in town, right?
Not everything is put away yet. I'm still working on, like, my closet and stuff. My aunt just sent me a giant standing mirror that I need to arrange and put in my room and figure out how I want that to look. And I'm, like, organizing my whole desk area and everything like that. So, and I'm slowly but surely acquiring more furniture and stuff like that to, you know, to be all Gucci for...
Well, it definitely looks clean from what I can see.
Yes. Yes, it's right. You can't see what is happening in my closet, so you're missing out on that.
So how do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10 about everything right now?
I mean, I like it. It's so cool to be able to, like, make a space, like, really my home, because, you know, it's different than bebopping from, like, apartment to apartment, and, like, you know, there's only so much you can do, but, like, I painted these walls, like, not me physically, but, like, I hired someone to paint my walls the colors that I wanted, and, like, I'm, like, creating, like, my own style and everything, and I don't know, it's kind of, it's fun, it's cool.
What else have you been up to? Did you get to do anything besides moving?
I mean, I saw you on Sunday. We were at the park.
That's pretty important. Yeah, no, I mean, I had just gotten back from my trip in Hilton Head last week. So I drove back on Saturday, said goodbye to Caleb on Saturday night, then partied with a couple friends, and then went to the park with you Sunday with a couple more friends, just kind of like getting ready for our little Halloween getaway, which is pretty crazy. Speaking of Halloween this year, you saw that meme I sent the group chat today?
It's a very spooky Halloween.
Yeah,
we've got full moon, blue moon. It's on a Saturday. It's during a Mercury retrograde. It's what else? What else do we got going on?
Daylight savings time.
Daylight savings time. So we get
an extra hour, right?
Yes, indeed.
On Saturday night, and it's just kind of crazy when Halloween falls like on a weekend, because it's, you know, it's not all the time. Like, it'll be like on during the week or something. That's always sucks. So when it falls on an actual Saturday night, it's kind of cool. Full moons,
it is.
Blue moons and all these different things. So it should be a fun time. So I'm looking forward to that. But well, why don't we get into our segment called What Are You Watching? That's kind of the sound effect.
Okay, that was an aggressive intro to the segment.
Was it? I like it. It's like, what are you watching?
That's like, it's like life or death. Like, you gotta tell me now.
Well, I kind of was thinking about what I was watching this past weekend, so it was like, it was pretty intense like that. So what were you been watching?
I honestly haven't had enough time to like sit and watch anything that wasn't like football or, you know, the show that we talk about, The Bachelorette.
Right.
But I did watch a couple of music videos this weekend.
Okay.
/ week, and they were the Positions music video for Ariana Grande's new song, which was very topical. It showed her, like, you know, in different positions of power. Oh. yeah.
I get it.
And then the Golden music video by Harry Styles, which is just so, it just brought a lot of light just to see Harry Styles running and being Harry Styles and cute and perfect. So that's what I've been watching, kind of on repeat. So, you know, it's my life.
That's what's up. Well, really the only thing I've watched in the last week was that new Borat movie, which was pretty crazy.
I want to watch it.
I mean, it's on Prime if you're a Prime member, so check it out. You know, not an ad. But Borat 2, it was pretty good, man. Like, I tried to actually watch it for free, like on the internet first, without, like, you need subtitles, because apparently he's just like against Jews, but he's talking Hebrew like the whole time. So it's like, it's kind of like super ironic. There's a bunch of ironic things in the movie, but yeah, so like definitely watch it with subtitles, because you won't understand half of it if you're trying to just watch it off the internet for free. Realize I could just watch it.
Wow, you love to just like pirate movies. You know, they're like pirating isn't a victimless crime.
I know. It's getting actually worse right now. It's been like, I don't know though. I feel like we're all victims sometimes, you know? We're all victims. Anyways.
Fatality.
Why don't we just get straight into, you know, I don't know, maybe quick hits? Dude, Veronica, I'm like really scared because I don't know if any of these sound effects are going to be working today, but they seem to be going off without a check. Do you like the new sound effects?
I mean, they're great. I mean, yeah.
This one's called the Shrek fart.
Oh, God.
I feel like it'll be good for something. But anyways, what do we got for some quick hits, V?
So,
yes,
your new mans, you who you used to hate but now you like love, Drake.
My mans.
Your mans. Poppy. Your mans. He will be releasing his new album, Certified Lover Boy, in January 2021, just in time for my birthday.
Okay.
So that will be fun.
I know it's going to be a hit. The video promo of it was really cool. Like, it looked like he was getting abducted by aliens, and then it was like all his, like, it was like live versions of all his album covers.
All of his album covers, yeah. So, it was super cool.
I wonder if that's like going to be a video like concept, but I think it's a cool video concept to make like a video out of your album covers. It's kind of dope. And he's so iconic that he can actually do that to himself, like, you know.
For sure.
Most people might do it to other famous people's album covers and stuff like that. He's just so famous that you can do it to his own. So, yeah, good for him. But yeah, what else we got?
Okay.
Anything
so
else
there's
about
a lot...
that that's coming, or is it just
what?
Anything else about Drake's Loverboy?
I mean, his Nike collaboration, I'm pretty sure, is now available. I need to double check.
I need
but...
to get me some heart. I wanted it, like, I swear I want to shave a heart in my head.
I was about to say, I'm like, right, are you going to shave the little heart into your head like he has?
Maybe. I'm going to get 24 hours to think about it. But anyways, what else we got?
So there's some pregnancy news.
Oh.
So Hillary Duff is expecting her third child / her second child with her husband, Matthew Coma, third child overall. And so I love Hillary Duff. Like, I'm a Hillary Duff stan till the day I die. So I follow her on Instagram and she's so funny. She's like, now that everyone knows, we can like keep track of what all my cravings are and stuff. So like, let me put you onto some good snacks. And I'm like, that's right, Hillary. Thank you for that. Not that I'm pregnant, but
speaking
I love
of
good
snacks.
Snack.
Rob Dyrdek was just promoting this new like snack called Takeout. It's like a bag of like, I don't know. He says you can eat the whole bag and not feel guilty afterwards because it's got everything you need like for a full meal. Like, it's like one of those things like where you don't have to feel bad about eating the whole bag. I was like, wow, that's kind of an interesting thing. They look delicious, and it's Rob Dyrdek.
It sounds like some Willy Wonka shit.
I know, but like if there was a Willy Wonka in real life, it would be Rob Dyrdek. You know what I'm saying? He has a fantasy factory. It might not be a chocolate factory, but he has a fantasy factory. So anyways, what else we got?
So other pregnancy news, Love is Blind star Mark Cuevas, you know, notoriously known for being 10 years younger than Jessica, is expecting a child with his girlfriend. Her name's Aubrey Rainey, that he has only been with since I think maybe the spring.
I guess he wasn't too young.
Yeah. So that baby will be arriving next spring. He's been with her for not that long. And there was all that drama that I think we brought up before where Elsie Lauren from that show thought that she was dating Mark. And then he like, you know, went off to like visit said, you know, said girlfriend that he is now having a child with.
Right.
So yeah, that's just interesting. Interesting thing. Seems like it's pretty fast. He introduced, they like became social media official back in July. It's only October. I don't really think they've been dating for much like longer since before July. So I don't know.
Whatever.
Seems a little quick to me.
Whatever. What else we got?
More news, more like, you know, I feel like right now I sound like, you know, everybody's hometown Facebook feed with all these pregnancy announcements and stuff like that. Yeah. But Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are engaged.
Oh,
he put a ring on it.
I thought they already were.
I mean, I feel like everyone kind of thought that they already were, but they are officially, you know, he put a ring on it, which... I've always like kind of hated this couple, like I hated them as a couple just because I don't like Blake Shelton that much. And I'm always like, damn, Gwen, like you're so fine. You can do so much better. But I think Blake treats her.
Love is love. When you're there as old as they are, maybe you just know what you want.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think he treats her. I think he treats her really well, and like she did have like kind of some shitty stuff happen with her ex and stuff like that. So that's all that matters is that they're happy.
Well, good for them. Saved by the Bell is back. Zack Attack is back, Jack.
Oh my God.
Yo, so it definitely looks like a mix of the Saved by the Bell with like, you know, it's like some, I don't know, what's that show you like, Glee or something, it looks like. Like, you know, your average, like, high school show, like, dramedy, like, you know,
yeah.
It's going to go through. It's like that, like, you know, but with, like, funny stuff. Like, I feel like it's going to be more lighthearted than, like, you know, the original back to...
Than, like, a Degrassi or something.
Well, yeah, but the thing about Saved by the Bell is, like, I mean, there were serious topics that they talked about once in a while, but it was, like,
yeah.
it was originally meant for Saturday morning, like with cartoons and stuff, so it has like a cartoony aspect to it. So don't be looking for at this show like it's the new 90210 or anything like that. I'm sure they'll touch on some subjects and stuff, but it's more supposed to be like fun, and you know, probably a lot more things like that are connected to the old show and stuff, you know. I mean, when you're rebooting any show like that, like even Full House, like that shit came off corny like the second time around. But
so corny, yeah. For sure. I mean, it was corny. Full House was corny the first time around, though.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, you just can't.
And so was Saved by the Bell, to be honest.
Yeah, but Saved by the Bell is so good. Like, it looks corny as hell, but like, I'm here for it, you know? It's more for the nostalgia.
Of course. Of course. I mean, it looks like they're going to take like a spin of like talking about classism and privilege and stuff like that within Bayside High.
So what I could get from like the promo, it looked like the Zach Morris character is actually like, she looked like she was Hispanic or like half black or something, because she was the one that timed out the camera. So Zach Morris was the only person back in Saved by the Bell that could freeze. He could time out and everybody just froze, and he would just break the fourth wall and talk to the camera. So she did that in the promo, so I saw that. But the ironic part is now, like, Zach is like the governor of California who's married to Kelly, and his kid is actually like another Zach Morris, like, but he's not the main character. Like, it seems like they kind of like switched it all up. So I'm excited to see how they switch it up, like, you know. And it's still cool, they got Slater, they got Kelly, they got Jesse. I saw a lot of references to old episodes. I'm always sad that they don't have like people like Lark Voorhees, who played Lisa Turtle, or what's his name that played Screech.
I mean, they're not gonna bring Screech back on. Screech has like enough shit.
The sad part is that Screech and Mr. Belding were the characters of that show that stayed on the longest, even when they did the new class. Like, they were still on the show and stuff. So, but anyways, if you didn't watch Saved by the Bell, you just got a little Wikipedia there. But it's pretty cool, because I mean, I never watched the Saved by the Bell, the new class. But
me neither.
But I think I think they had like an episode where Zach did come back and he was like a senator or something weird like that. So,
really?
Yeah, they're keeping the storyline of Zach going, that like, you know, the last
politics. Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, the last time you really see him is they do the college years, and then he ends up marrying Kelly in Las Vegas. And that was like kind of the last of that storyline. So it's cool to see it get picked back up. What else we got?
Yeah. So we also have, what else do we have? Oh, Kanye was on Joe Rogan this past week after like it had to be pushed because of people on Joe Rogan's staff having COVID, et cetera, et cetera. And I personally did not listen to it because it was like 177 minutes, and I have a very large podcast diet already.
I actually did listen to it, and being a big fan of Joe Rogan and Kanye West, this is something that's actually been anticipated longer than this like little delay they had in the last couple weeks.
So long, yeah. It's been, you know, for a while.
We talked about Kanye, I think, going on Joe Rogan a long time ago when he, I think, started saying he wanted to run for president. But it ended up being Kanye just pretty much talking about the same stuff he's always talked about. And, you know, I've really struggled to find find a point of what he was trying to say. He just kept like going from one topic to the next, just using references of like other smart people, but not really ever having anything to say. And the other sad part about it is that, like, you know, Joe Rogan, you know, didn't challenge him enough. Like, when he has like people like Alex Jones on his show, even though they're friends, Alex Jones will go off and start spinning off on all these different things. But at least Joe Rogan like will try to calm him down and be like, look, like, let's start from here. Let's talk about this. We'll get there later. But like, I'm asking you about this. And he controls like the conversation in a good, like, because he wants to have a cohesive thoughts, you know, not just jumping from topic to topic and it just being this crazy podcast. But essentially Joe Rogan didn't do that with Kanye. He just let him like talk his shit, and kind of was easy on him. And I understand, like, you know, Joe probably doesn't want to be confrontational with one of like the biggest artists on the planet, but at the same time it just kind of like, it just looks like he's picking and choosing times when he wants to be like what made Joe Rogan Joe Rogan. And now it's not even a good look, like with like things like now he's on Spotify. It's like, it's already like people are saying that he's changed and he's not like the same and stuff. And, you know, I don't know. It was weird. It wasn't like, I actually didn't finish watching the whole thing because I was just like bored of it. Like, I would never think that I'd get bored of a Kanye West and Joe Rogan interview.
Yeah, from what I've like read of like little snippets, it sounds like Kanye definitely was like on his very unwell like rant path that he's been on recently, you know, saying that like everyone's on medication right now. And because like, you know, that there's fluoride in our toothpaste, that's why, like, that we're not like allowing our bodies to be opened up to God because we're putting things into our bodies.
Yeah. I mean, he did say a lot of things that like, I mean, Joe Rogan did call him out on certain things, like where they were kind of conspiracy theory or just like things he might have saw on the internet and believed or something. But most of it, like, he just let him go. And he actually like appreciated it, it seemed like. I mean, I guess if I had Kanye on my show, I would do the same thing. But I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird. Like, it just, I didn't get much out of it. It was like more of like a waste of time, I felt like. That makes sense.
Which, that's a lot coming from you, because like, you're actually a big fan of both of those people in that kind of forum. And that's, you know, I feel like a lot of people like listen just to listen to like figure out like, okay, like, I mean, and that, I'm sure they got a ton of listens from people being like, because of the hype and because like, you know, they're like, okay, what crazy things are they gonna say?
Well, also, it's like, you know, we've had guests on the show where they don't want to talk about certain things, even though that would be like the stuff we'd want to talk about, you know? So yeah. It's like, you know, and then we find ourselves just kind of like talking to them and becoming friends with them, which is fine. Like, that's what we're here for and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, I have like deeper questions that I have for some people sometimes, you know, that just have like levels to it where it's not just like, I want your like media trained answers for everything. So, and I kind of felt like that's kind of where Kanye's, if you look at this interview, it's not like he said anything different. Like, I didn't get anything out of this interview that I haven't heard him say before. So, that was the disappointing part.
Yeah. Well, and I don't even think that's him being media trained at this point, because like, I think he's like just even off that train of being media trained and as much as he probably could
the dude's a visionary, you know, he definitely can set out to do things and do them. Donald Trump is a great example of someone that, you know, sets out to do something and does it. So I don't ever put it past anyone. But if you think that this helped him like gain followers for a presidency or anyone gained anything, like, I'm a fan of both those people. That interview kind of sucked. So
yeah,
that's where I'm at with that. But anyways, what made you go yikes this week, V?
Speaking of Kanye West and his wife, yes. It was Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she just did this little thing where she, you know, shipped off a big giant jet, the biggest private jet you could probably ever get, of her closest family and friends to a private island for her birthday, you know, making sure they were all screened, quarantined, whatever. But it's just like, just to pretend things were normal for a brief moment in time. So, of course, the internet's been flaming her for this, and like, people have been making different memes and whatever. Actually, compadre and former guest Solomon posted something that I thought was hilarious. It was, he's like, you know, I just like, whatever, sent my friends to a private island for like just to have everything to be normal for a brief moment in time, like taking her quote. And it was a picture of the Proud Family movie when they went to like that crazy island with like the peanut people. But anyways, but yeah, so the internet's been flaming her because it just looks extremely tone deaf in this time where,
first of all, how is that normal? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that make you feel?
It isn't like how, yeah. That doesn't feel normal to me. Just going to a private island is not normal. Like, if that's the normal I'm going back to after coronavirus, like, goddamn. Like, okay. So, it's just, like, definitely, especially for someone like her who's been, like, really supposedly doing a lot of work within, you know, folks in criminal justice and like
people. That was like another thing she said in the post. She was like, you know, I definitely don't take my privilege for granted, but you definitely are not humble about it. That's for sure.
Yeah,
throw it in our faces.
I know, she's like 40 and feeling so humbled and blessed. There's not a single day that I take for granted, especially during these times when we are reminded of things that truly matter. Right. Oh, like your money that affords you to
your money.
Like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, Kim.
Well, I mean, also, like, people were in her post. She had none. She didn't have her kids in her post or Kanye in her post, right? Like that post that you're talking about.
It's just like her siblings and stuff were in the post with her.
Yeah. Eric or Kylie. You didn't see Kylie there either. So.
Okay. Kylie doesn't go on any trip anymore. So as someone who actually watches the Kardashians, it is like pulling teeth for Kylie to go and join them on anything.
Yeah. Because when she goes, she just gets lit. She just gets like, all I see her is doing shots and that's
yeah, she just, I just had a cold cup of 42.
And she's like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm gonna eat this bread. Those are hilarious. Why don't we get into this week's episode of The Bachelorette, because
there's a lot to unpack.
That shit was crazy. I was just sitting here and I was watching everyone's stories. Like, some people have some really like funny ass things, like, you know, to say about what happened last night. But V, why don't you get us into it a little bit?
All right. So this week's episode started off with the, you know, continuation of the cocktail party and rose ceremony from last week, which is my biggest pet peeve with this fucking show. But we know that they're dragging it out because it's Claire and they have to drag out as much as she has time left.
Yeah.
but you know, Yosef was on one and he finally decided to approach her and tell her how humiliated and how degrading and how classless it was of her to have them stripped down for the dodgeball. And let's just say that conversation took a turn. The conversation did not go well.
Well, I'll say this at first, like, she was very willing to have a hard conversation with him at first.
It yes. seemed
like, you know. And everything he said actually made sense. Like, the funny part is you've seen that meme of like trying to dissect everything he was saying, but understanding yeah. you still fucking hate him. But it was like yeah. all the math going through your head, because like everything he's saying is true. Like, you know, it's one of those things. But like, there's a way to say things, and he obviously wasn't self-aware
right.
enough.
That's for damn sure.
Self-aware enough to know that how he was coming off was like, you're being a dick. You can always, like, there's a way of saying something, and you might always come off as a dick, but people can, like, at least respect, like, your tone. Like, he was coming off yeah. aggressive as hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? At one point, he had the upper hand. Like, it almost seemed like she was, like, you know, feeling him on something, but then he just kept, what was the word he kept saying? Like, besides classless, like, he was like,
He kept being like, he's like, I'm humiliated. Like I, you
well,
know.
When he said he was like, yeah, I'm humiliated to be like associated with you. I was like, oh, damn. Like, it was,
I know.
Like,
that's
it was like,
where
it was
I'm
like as he was talking to her, he was realizing, he was like, I'm out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it seemed like to me. He was just like, actually, I'm just going to say everything. And just
I know. He
deuces.
Just was like, actually, I'll just fully dig my grave. Yeah, like, yeah. Let me just dig it all the way down. He's like, I was just kind of playing with the dirt, but now I'm in it. I'm in the grave. And my thing is, like, I agreed with some of, like, what he was saying, but also, like, we have to take into effect, like, I don't know if Claire was the one who made the decision about strip dodgeball or if production made a decision about that. And I agreed with what he was saying, but also he does have an underwear campaign. So
do you think he started,
you know,
that afterwards just to, like, capitalize on the fact that,
like, I guess, but my thing is, like, he kept saying how, you know, she wasn't a good example for
his
daughter.
But I mean,
there's
a difference between having an underwear campaign and then being, like, forced to, like, strip down with a whole group of
men. He wasn't even on the date, though. That's something to consider.
But the thing is, it's like, and she was like, that's why you weren't on the date. But it's also like, you know,
yeah.
I get why what he was saying. He's like, I feel, like, ashamed of being even associated with this whole thing. Like, that's
yeah.
fair enough to say. I think
yeah.
that's fair enough to say.
I don't disagree with that. But I think him saying that, like, she doesn't deserve to be, like, the mother of his child, and then also saying how she's embarrassing and a bad example for his daughter is...
She kind of is, though.
Like, no, you know, I mean, I think that was a step too far. And then I also think, like,
I mean, I would never want, like, I don't know, like,
would never want a man to, like, I would never want to be the example, like, to my daughter that a man would talk to a woman that way, though.
Sure, sure. I mean, that's fair. But, yeah, I mean, both of it, all of it was just kind of ugly. It was just two crazy people, like, barking at each other. But yeah, I mean, and another thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way is, like, you know, this dude, you know, didn't even give her the benefit of doubt that after that whole situation the first night, like, she, like, still, like, kept him around, like, you know, whether or not, like, it was for drama or whatever, like, you know, she kept him around after the, like, the first confrontation from the first night. But else, what else we got? After that, he ends up getting sent home.
Yep.
And then and a then group date ends up happening, right?
So she sends him home, and of course, Dale comes out of the freaking bushes. Like, they literally were like, okay, Dale from stage left, and they pushed him in, and, like, he is the first one to comfort her, and then
well,
she pretty
I think
much
they
just
pushed him in before they ended up sending security in, because it kind of looked like it was going to get physical for a second between Claire and Yosef, because, like, there was a point where she was, like, putting a finger in her face, and he, like, slapped her hand out the way and stuff. I was just like, this is insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, I'm sure they're like, let's send in, like, you know, somebody to, like, get this going even more and, like, put some gas on the fire. But instead, he came to kind of save the day. And, of course, she just, oh, my God, it's like a little girl. And she eats it all up, which sets off a spiral for
the rest of the episode, honestly.
The rest of the episode, because, like, they can't get enough of each other. And Claire is, at this point, just completely disregarding the whole concept of the show.
I get that
it's a hotel and you feel like you can come and go from your room and all these things. But at this point, she's just kind of like checked out. Like, and she can't even like fake it like every bachelor and bachelorette have in the past. Like, you know, because she's so obsessed with Dale.
So we go into the first group date, which before she even gets to that, she has Deanna, who was on like season 4. I believe she had her own, she was her own bachelorette. She was on one of the earliest seasons of Bachelor, and she has her come on and they talk about Dale the whole time. And then Claire does this really weird thing where she has Dale's pants from when he ripped his pants from the group date the prior episode. And she had slept with them and had been smelling them like a
so
freaking weirdo.
Also on top of that, it's like during this time, she just like goo goo gagaing over like Dale with her friend. She's legit leaving these guys like in the living room waiting for her because they're supposed to go on a group date. She's now like just straight up like doesn't give a shit about anybody else besides herself and Dale.
Yeah. Yeah, and so then she decides to cancel the actual date part of their date, and just was like, "I'll see you guys for the cocktail party later," because I don't want to do the date. I've got too much after the whole Yosef thing. I don't even want to deal with it. Whatever.
And it's super annoying the way she really thinks like she's like coming in being all normal. It's like, dude, she's like, how are the guys going to be excited about you coming around when you're sitting there canceling? You just yelled at them about like not being excited about stuff, and you don't give a shit about like
You're canceling time for them to
be with
you.
She's a crazy person, dude. That's crazy stuff, man. That's kind of like bipolar or just like super obsessive to the point where she's like not even self-aware of like the situation she's in. It's like, girl, you're the bachelorette. But we already knew this was all going to happen. So let's continue.
Anyways, and so Dale decides to take it upon himself to, you know, he's like, well, because I comforted her, I want to like, you know, take the first 5 minutes, kind of finalize that situation. And then, you know, I know everybody's looking for time. I thought I'd just get my time out of the way first. Don't worry about it, boys. And then he takes an hour because they're making out. They're about to freaking sex it up, but they don't.
Yes, it's annoying, dude. Like, it's annoying. But at the same time, like, I feel for Dale. Like, he's just still trying to be the nice guy. But, like, he's like, y'all are just,
I feel for
like,
Dale, too.
No,
because
he's like,
he's
I'm playing the
flack.
Game, you fucks. Like, you know, I'm playing the game. I can't tell you. I lost myself coming back from the bathroom. I don't know. Like, you know.
And everyone's like,
oh, yeah?
He needed to own up to
what?
It.
What? You say that? You just get in front of the bathroom? Like, they're like, he sounds stupid. And he just, the funny, I couldn't help but, like, just laugh with him when he came back from being there for an hour.
He looked so bashful. He's like,
oh, his fucking smile was ridiculous. I was just laughing too, because I was just like, this is hilarious, because he's smiling too hard. It's like, he made us.
I'm like, dude, like, just, he made it look like he had sex. My thing is, like, how can you hide that?
He was smiling like he just had sex, like, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I was just like, dude, stop smiling. He can't. He's just so happy because he knows he's winning. That's how happy he was. He knows he's winning. So,
Well, and they clear, even like, they show a little clip of her telling the producers, like, let's hurry the night along, like, with the rest of the guys. Like, she literally doesn't give a shit. Like, and of course, she ends up giving the group date rose to Dale, which every guy is like, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but I think the thing that Dale's kind of doing off than most other, like, people that are the front runners in these shows is that, like, most of the time, the front runners let everyone else have time. It makes them, like, because this just, like, is shining kind of, like, a negative light on Dale. Not necessarily he's doing anything wrong. Like, you know, I'm there with him, dude. Like, I'd be doing the same exact thing, probably. Exactly the way he's doing it. But if I was going to do it that way, I would prefer to actually, if I knew I was in the lead, I would just let all that happen, because, like, it's I don't know. He's going to lose airtime. Like, he's about to, like, you got your 4 minutes of fame. Like, you legit could have been on there the whole time. What was the whole point? If you're actually looking for love, then you found that, man. Then, but,
well, yeah. And I feel like we can't put all the blame on him, because Claire also was the one who's like, oh, why don't you come join us?
It's totally,
like,
Claire's fault. It's totally Claire's fault. Like, it's not Dale's fault. Dale's just like, he's playing within, like, the rules. He's playing within the rules. She's like breaking the rules, and it's like, and making things unfair. It's not even a game. Like that, like when the guys are sitting there feeling like, I feel like they're dating and we're just like being like pushed around and stuff. Like, you know, it's like, that's a serious feeling. That's a problem. So, yeah. What else we got?
So then she goes on to her, like, just her whole attitude is obviously she doesn't give a shit about.
They have a rose ceremony pretty early in the show.
Huh?
They have a rose ceremony pretty early.
We're not even there yet. You skip, like, we need to go in order.
I mean, dude, all I'm saying is, like, that rose ceremony happened like 30 minutes into the show and there was 2 hours.
That was the rose ceremony from last week.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah, but we talked about it happened. I mean, people went home. Who
cares?
Three
people went home. I mean, I still think it's interesting to see, like, that none of those people actually got, like, any FaceTime. Like,
any time at all. Yeah. No.
But it's just weird, because you just don't even know that, like, some of these people are still there. It's like, that's how much she's not even giving a chance to anybody else. But yeah, that was the only rose ceremony, right?
No, yeah, I don't think we actually got to the ending of the rose ceremony at the end of this episode either. Yeah. But so she has a one-on-one date with Zach J, which is just a spa date, because there's not what else you do at resort. And she just talks about how the energy is off, and she talks about how she wishes she was with Dale in all of her little interviews. And then the kiss conundrum happens, where, you know, they're at the pool and they're hanging out, and she goes in for a kiss to be like, okay, we should go get ready for dinner. Goes in for a kiss, and then she stops, and then he doesn't meet her there. And then she kind of pulls up before she even, like, fully gets there. She stops and is like, what? Oh, shit. And then, like, moves away, thinking that, like, he read the situation wrong. And then he's like, wait, what's going on? And then he tries to grab her back by pulling on her neck and her face, which was a bad move, my dog. And so then it becomes the whole thing where then he keeps trying to, like, do that. Like, he keeps being like, wait, what do you mean? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, I was trying to kiss you, and then whatever. And then it makes her just feel uncomfy. And then she cancels the date with him and sends his ass home.
Yeah. So from my perspective of what happened. All right, let's break this down.
Let's do it.
The shit happened so quick that I actually don't think I saw, like, I'm, like, listening to your account of, like, recount of what happened and stuff just now, because, like, I keep missing these kisses. They're, like, are these moments. They happen so fast that I'm like, really happened? But from the way it makes it sound, it sounds like she actually didn't even want to kiss him. Like, she was just kind of going in. And so, like, the mishap of it is probably just as much her fault if she's like, she was blaming on him, but it's more her fault. Like, she probably stopped mid kiss thinking like he's gonna go back and tell Dale, and then like Dale's probably gonna be like whatever, like she's so obsessed with it.
I think she's definitely in her head, and that's like, she like before he even could give in a time to lean in, that she said the what, like she did like something that I feel like girls do when they're flirting or whatever, and they're like what, and she did that before like he even had a chance to like lean in and try to kiss her too, and then she pulled back and was like oh, and I'm like, so you were in your head.
Let's go in for like the immediate moment after that. This guy's like, you know, obviously wants to kiss her, like he's like damn, like I don't know what's happening, like he goes to grab her face, like grabbing her face, like, you know, in a moment where a girl like wants you to like maybe, you know, grab her face and just like, you know, motion for a kiss. But where it got like kind of uncomfortable for like me watching was that he kept doing it, and he was like,
he kept grabbing and pulling when she was turning away.
No, like straight up, like, and you do it once and you feel like you're like pulling like on somebody where she's pulling.
Then you stop. Yeah.
Yeah. And you definitely don't try to do that later on. Like he tried to do that again.
He did it like three times. Yeah.
And the sad part is like, I don't think he actually like will realize it until last night. Like, you know, it's like, even when like Chris was like telling him like about it, like I could just see him just like making a like the moment something else, like when
he's
to us,
like, yeah, I didn't see it that way.
Yeah, he was like, you know, he was like I messed up, like I thought she, I didn't know she was going for the kiss, and like I messed up the whole moment, and like Chris is just looking at him like, you sad buffoon dude, like you were like putting your hands on her face and like making her uncomfortable to the point where she was like curled up in a corner with her puppy, like yeah, that all, like he didn't even get to even know that probably until tonight and shit. And it's just like one of those, like those type of things. I kind of wanted to talk about that moment because it's such a misunderstanding and miscommunication, that like, it's hard to call out a person for being like, he might've been wrong, but like, I could honestly tell that he had no, like, you know, intent of trying to, he was just trying to like, I don't know. What do you think? I don't want to like make reasons for him or whatever like that about why, you know, you kind of put your hands on someone's face. Like, Veronica, have you ever had someone put their hands on your face?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And have you liked it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I've had someone put their hands on my face and I've liked it, and I've had someone put their hands on my face and I didn't like it. You know?
Exactly.
So, and it's really about the being self-aware of like the moment. It's about like verbal communication over like when you're starting to get physical, when you're just, it was already weird, dude. Like when it's weird, don't put your hands on someone. That's probably step number one.
I think because she was turning away and pulling away, because like she was already,
and she said a bunch of times too, she was like,
let's just get ready for dinner. Yeah.
You know, at least what I can respect about the last episode, or the last guy that came in at during the group date and like tried to kiss her and she denied it, like, you know, he at least like walked away with the shame, and he didn't like try to like fix it and fix the moment by like going in for another kiss or trying to explain like, or what? No, seriously, what's going on? What? Like, just walk away and like with a little bit of dignity that you have left, and like, you know, hope for the best, because I don't know. I felt bad for him at from the beginning though, because she didn't actually give him a.
She didn't want to be on that date with him.
I mean, everyone was talking about how he had the. That's like what I'm trying to think of a good example of, like, I mean, it's legit. Like, you know, you going out, you're trying to go out with a girl one on one after like a whole night of her just being about like the guy she's into and stuff. Like, I'd rather be on a group date next than be on a one on one. And at this point, she's sending people home on one-on-ones or stuff. So, I don't know. What else we got?
So then they go into the next group date, where she has the guys do roasts, and Margaret Cho is there to help kind of lead and host the night. And of course, you know, we all think, we're like, ah, finally a date where like Dale isn't going to be involved. No, no, he's in the audience, because the rest of them come to be in the audience. And all of them, you know, include a dig or two about Dale. And Bennett goes in hard and does most of his roast about Dale. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Claire took it personally. She took it very, very personally. And how she tried to spin it in her little interviews was that, you know, is there something happening in the house that she doesn't know about? Which, no, it's more like they all get it that you're only into Dale. Like, there's nothing going on besides
this was people
having eyes. Like,
this
was
the sick part of the show where, like she, that I could tell, like, as put together as, like, she wants to be seen. She's exactly the Claire she's always been. Like, boy obsessed, you know, and just kind of just is one directional. Like, it's not... At this point, with every guy, like, they were, you know, when we talked from season to season, we talk about don't talk about other guys when you're, but she wasn't, she was just straight up asking the guys about Dale.
She
just
was
wanting
them,
to talk
and
about
they
Dale.
They were even trying to, yeah,
like,
they were
like
trying
a girl
to,
who
like,
has a crush on someone in a group of people, and you just want to, like, find out more information and just talk about him and just, you know, and these guys are like, this is dumb. Like, when you're actively, like, I feel like I gave Dale enough shine. I'd rather not talk about him anymore. She should respect them enough to not. But she doesn't. She kept pushing and prying like a psycho. And it's like, I don't know. It's just fucked up.
She gets like really pissy about it. She doesn't give anybody the group date rose because she thinks that she didn't get enough from them. I either not Dale. Like, she just, like, she's like, she, I think she was looking to find some dirt and there wasn't any dirt to find. It's because she is the dirt on Dale, literally. Like, she just, that's it. And, you know, she just ended the night by saying how she was going to go to bed. And when she was walking away, when she was talking to the producers, she said, like, you know, they were dishing on my fiance. She referred to Dale as her fiance, which I'm like, whoa, you're just like her hand is just shown. Like, she doesn't even.
No,
doesn't
she's
even...
lost her marbles where she's delusional. She's like straight up delusional because like she doesn't know how she are you not like self-aware enough to know how you're coming off to even producers, to these men, to anyone around you. You're like this is insane. I've never seen anyone act like this. Like, I've never seen anyone. And this is coming from the oldest Bachelorette in like the franchise history. I've never seen anyone act as immature.
Yeah, and
think
so
of like even like a Hannah B, like,
yeah,
I mean, they acted immature, but like, I don't know, this just seems like at least those people gave other people chances and stuff. Like,
I just feel like Claire is too in the Bachelor Nation system. I think like her being a lead was not what she needed, to be honest. Like, I think because she's like almost so too deep where she's almost like she's past it. Like, she doesn't want to play by the rules. She doesn't want to do the process. Like, she wanted a quick way to find somebody. She found them. And then she's just like, okay, well, now I'm done. Like, I don't want to play by the rules.
But
and
this
then
is the sad part about it is like, do you think this is really going to last? Like, and do you think anyone's hoping for you guys to work out?
I don't know. Like, I hope she's happy. I hope whatever. But I have no idea. Like, I'm interested to see, like,
dude,
if
there's no
still...
way that guy stays with Claire. I promise you.
I mean, I don't know.
Future
I don't
Bachelor
know.
Prediction.
Who's to say?
Whatever. I mean, it's first of all, it's like they have all the odds against them. That's because it's already like the Bachelor. So that's one thing. But besides that, like, it's like, dude, like, this guy's not going to stay with her. He's the newest, hottest thing on the Bachelor franchise, but before until Matt James comes around, and
yeah,
it's
true.
Like, you know, it's we'll see what happens. But what else? Anything else? So
yeah,
she doesn't
so
give a
people,
rose to anybody. That's fucked
she
up.
Does,
cause people
she doesn't give a rose
try.
To anybody on the group date. It ends before we get to, you know, the rose ceremony for that week. And we get a sneak peek. They do a very dramatic at the end. You know, we get a sneak peek for next week and how everything's going to blow up and how she's going to leave and blah, 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 blah,
blah.
Well,
it looks like more of the guys are just kind of like going to leave her. Like, they're like, dude, like, this is I've never seen a cast of people turn like this ever. I've seen people turn and be like, fuck this. But I've never seen like a lot of people like kind of like get together and be like, this is actually not right. Like, this doesn't feel like what we signed up for. You know,
exactly.
And especially those people put so much on the line for this. It's just ridiculous. More than other seasons. So you see all this drama. You definitely, hopefully, is the week. But this is where they, you know,
they're like, and are all the rumors true? We're like, we know they're true. We know they are.
Damn, Tayshia looks so good. It's crazy.
They have Tayshia come out of the pool and do her little sexy thing, and it was like she's in like a nice little bikini, and like it was very like Fast Times at Ridgemont High vibes, yeah. And I was here for it.
Actually, I didn't catch that reference at first. That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm really excited about it. I hope. I wonder what it's gonna be for the guys though. It doesn't seem like those guys are perfect for Tayshia though.
I don't see. That's what we still don't know. That's like the part that we don't know the details on. It's like,
do you think the twist is they bring in another group of guys?
That's what. Yeah, I don't know. Like, are they gonna recast fully? Or some guys gonna stay on?
What if she has one rose ceremony? And then she just lets, she's like, and then that's where like she sends whoever she wants home. So they got new guys. She gets a new group of guys, and she gets to pick from like the guys that are there.
Oh man, that would be the power. The power.
I mean, that's kind of like the flip of that one season where there was the two bachelorettes.
And the guys had to choose which one they wanted. Caitlin or what's her fetch? Britt.
So some very interesting things. What would you say about that guy grabbing her face? What would be the advice to him you would give?
I think I would have, you know, after her initial like pull away, I would have just talked it out instead of to continue to grab at her face to try to pull her in for a kiss. Like, I think that's where he made his mistake, was that he, instead of like using more words to say like, oh, I was confused, I didn't know, like, were you trying to kiss me, what was, I didn't mean for it to seem like you weren't, or like whatever, instead of, he barely said that, he like sort of did, and then he kept trying to like pull her back in, be like, well, now you can kiss me. Like, my thing is like, at that point it's done. Like, you gotta, like, he should have just stopped, because then that's what, you know, I mean, she was already in her head, she was already gonna make kind of decisions that she was probably gonna make, but I think this just kind of made them quicker.
Any last words about the Bachelor, the Sweet Bachelorette?
Yes, Dale has been viral. Besides him being him, they have found, because he's a model and things, and he does like, you know, more high stuff now, like Express and other things, but back
like
in
the new
day,
Tyler C.
Yes. Yes. But back in the day, he was a Party City model and like a bulk t-shirt model. So everyone's found those old photos of him. There's him as a taco. So they've been calling it Dale Taco, like Del Taco. And him as Superman and everything like that. So he's taking it with stride. He's like, yeah, like, he's like, read those contracts, kids. Like, these, like, you know, you'll see how long, you know, these images might have last around of you and things like that. So it's just been a funny thing that people have been like, look, he was once, you know, a lowly Party City model.
That's hilarious. Why don't we get into our slapper of the week?
Gang, gang.
Our slapper of the week this week, came to me through another podcast I listened to. It's the Joe Budden podcast, and one of the hosts on there, Rory, is actually the manager of the group that we're about to play. It's called Emotional Oranges, and I just think it's
love
a cool,
that name.
Cool name. The song features the artist Chanel Trez. I don't know if that's even a girl or a guy, but I think it's a girl because that's who's on the song. But regardless, the song's a bop. It reminds me a lot of like the new Jack Swing style of songs from like the early 90s, like the song we started our show off with, Motown Philly. So it's got drums like that old school feel, but it's a bop for sure. So without further ado, the song, our slapper of the week, All That by Emotional Oranges. Let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper.
You know I can't give you what you need. Still you get wrapped up in misery. And I love it. Ooh, you're a savage, I love it. Ooh, why you tempt me to touch it? Ooh, I'm so bad inside and
gonna do with all that? Tell your homeboy to fall back. Tell your girlfriend to fall back. Come on and just bounce. I take that. What you gonna do with all that? Tell your homeboy to fall back. Tell your girlfriend to fall back. Come on and just look. I need that. Took one look. I need that. The way you shaking got me feeling kinda savage, girl. You know what I'm into. I'm a geek in a freak in the sheets. Only say it once, I don't have to repeat. It's hard to ride, better take front seat. Then she turned around and put that ass on me. Catch that. Every time she thought I'd catch that. She threw it back. Cause every time she thought I looked back. She threw it back, now my hands in the air. Then she played me like it's only guessing it ain't fair. Yeah, she put the work in on me, had to disappear. I'm a real freak, nigga, I don't like to share. I said, fine, I take that. What you gonna do with all that? Tell your homeboy to fall back. Tell your girlfriend to fall back. Come on and just bounce. I take that. What you gonna do with all that?
Oranges, like, are they friends with depressed bananas or like, I don't know.
Wow, sorry guys, we ruined the song with that joke, but anyways, V, do you have any shout outs this week?
Oh, I've got a lot. All right, my shout outs are for my sister from another mister and one of my longest friends, Didi. She just got a job in Chicago, and nice. So I wanted to congratulate her.
Congrats, Dee.
And then my friend Harrison, and it was his birthday this past week, so happy birthday, Harry.
Happy birthday, Harry.
And then I wanted to congratulate my good friend Adam and his gorgeous fiance, now Libby, on getting engaged this past week. So.
Okay. I wanted to give a compadre, Caleb, a shout out. He just moved away and it makes me really sad, but I love
him. I know, I'm sad too.
I know, they're gone. But if you want to get to know them, listen to episode 69 of our podcast. Episode 69, easy to remember.
Always. Nice.
And also I would like to congratulate my friend Brittany, aka BT, on her engagement. She works at the company, my coworker. And that's just amazing. You know?
Yeah,
love
still
and COVID,
exists.
You know, loving COVID. All right, so big weekend ahead of us. We're heading out on a trip for Halloween, and I'm really excited about it. I haven't been really excited about something in a long time, but the next, like, you know, 2 weeks are gonna be dope. So, and I'm gearing up for my birthday week coming up here.
Yeah.
Next week. My birthday is next Thursday.
Bud. Yeah, next week will be your birthday episode.
Wow, okay, 33. Okay. Well, guys, you know what it is. Future Bachelor. We're back in full. I mean, we're back because it's the week again. Every week we're back. So we'll be back next week with episode
Hopefully
one.
We won't be, like, haunting everybody. Hopefully we'll, you know, make it out alive from the most haunted city in America.
Oh, I think we will. But new sound effects are in full effect, baby.
In my, like, little spooky skulls dress too. I'm like feeling the spooky vibes.
What are you gonna be? Can you tell people? It's a surprise.
Sure. I mean,
did we say this last week?
I didn't say it last week because I hadn't fully decided last week.
Oh.
You, I think, started to say it, and then I started having a coughing fit.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
But I am going to be, I'm going to be the fly from Mike Pence's head from the debates.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be a sexy fly.
You know, fly can just sum it up, right?
I'm going to be fly.
Yeah, you know, fly kids. God damn.
I'm getting holographic wings.
There she
goes.
Getting
little like bug glasses. I'm going to put my hair up in my little bun so it's kind of like a little bug. And then, you know, just going to wear all black. And I have actually part of my costume came in today. I have a Kamala stick. Huh?
You got wings?
My wings are in coming in. They're going to be holographic and look like a fly.
Oh, that's sick. Fly kid. Okay. I'm going to be Clark Kent. Keep it easy.
A classic one.
Classic.
All right, so you're just going to have, like, you know, the Superman shirt underneath?
I'm going to be Brown Kent. The Brown Clark Kent.
But you know what they call him?
They call me the Brown Clark Kent. You know, before he turns into Superman. You know, on that kryptonite. So... guys, I don't know. We're just getting silly here. Let's go. I love y'all. We love y'all. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And you know what it is. Deuces! Happy Halloween!
Bye! Have a safe Halloween!
Future Bachelor Podcast.